Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Good God, welcome to Nerd Talk Plus, our most frustrating hour of the week for me currently.
And that's coming from a guy who had to deal with a poopy kid all day.
From Odyssey's Nerd Talk and Poopy Kid host, I'm Gregor. Hi there. He used to have a mustache, and now he doesn't, but he's sort of more attracted to himself in the mirror. He's Brandon.
For undisclosed reason.
Well, I mean, I think everyone knows it's okay. And hold on one second. Let me just say boop, boop, boo. And for our friend that's on the East Coast, who I literally text someone else about today, I said I would ask him, but he's having his head cut off next week. He's Siege.
Hello, I currently still have a head.
Well, congratulations.
I feel like that would be like a Florida surgery, though.
I mean, yeah, we do all sorts of body augmentation down here, and
he's got a boob where his head used to be.
Anything rejuvenated.
It's actually a character study for the new GTA.
Thank you, Grand Theft Auto, for blessing my home with as much praise as you have.
If you could, you know, none of us is a scientist, engineer, or supervillain. I mean, we're all borderline close to that last one. But if you are, let us know what we get wrong, Stephen, or what we even get right, other nice people. You could tell a friend, write a review. You could just holler at us on social media at nerdtalkplus.com. I didn't see many body augmentation replies last week, and I'm frankly sort of disappointed that people didn't get into the chat and tell us the things that they would do about themselves. I remember somebody did, but I also never remember anything about the show. So anyway, nerdtalkplus.com. Siege, how you doing, buddy? You ready to have your head cut off or what?
Well, you know, I mean, it's still a week away, so I've got a lot of fun stuff to still get in there. Tons of other body modifications while I'm under. I might as well just, you know, kind of get those all done while I'm under.
Yeah.
See if I can't die again this time. It'll be fun.
Oh, wow. Well, we say you're going to have your head cut off because you're having neck surgery, and I just assume that it's with a sword, a two-handed broadsword, and then they attach some sort of robot body to your head or the opposite.
Taking it off with a bear mace.
They're swimming they're going to beat me in the head with corn until it comes off.
And Brandon, how are you, buddy?
Hey. Oh, man. There's this right before I came down into my studio. It's just my office, but into my studio to do this show with you guys. I was playing soccer with my almost 2-year-old, and like the fun thing about 2-year-olds is that they don't really understand that I'm really bad at soccer, and so that they should probably keep their distance. And so, and then the other thing that they don't understand is like the hands part don't use. And he kicked the ball to me, and I kicked it and I like popped it up and I was like, oh sweet, I'm really good at juggling these tiny, very malleable, like bouncy soccer balls, right? but then it turns out I'm not even good at that, because then I lost a little bit of control, and so I went to try to regain control and kick it back to myself as he went to grab it out of the air with his hands. And what ended up happening was I just gave him a real shinner to the noggin.
Nice.
So
that'll teach him.
Yeah, I mean, teach him that to never play like it's so encouraging to have your kid like run away from you in terror to his mother.
Parenting,
you guys.
Yeah. First of many, buddy. First of many.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, so this is like the trauma they talk about.
Yeah, he won't remember that, dude. They're too dumb at that age. You're fine. Don't worry.
No, I killed too many brain cells with that swift kick. Honestly, it looked like it would have been a sweet if I had intended to do it. Like a real like Sergio Ramos, just like, or no, Sergio Mota, the old Sounders player who just like donkey kicked the dude in the nuts. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's... and then, of course, my wife is, like, doing the dishes, and then my screaming toddler runs into her, and she's like, what happened? And I'm like, oh, I absolutely went kung fu on this guy.
Just get ready for the pod, baby. Don't worry about it, all right? Just, like, it's all good.
I needed some content. Greg's going to ask me how I'm doing.
And he specifically asked for karate content this week, so here we are.
Yeah.
I have fulfilled.
Yep.
All right. Well, as for me, I've been watching the Champions Chess Tour. I got into chess a couple weeks ago, and so now I'm watching the literally 8 best players in the world in a 9-day chess tournament in Toronto, and boy, I don't understand any of it, and I am hooked. I've been streaming on Twitch, like, hours a day to try and... I'm, like, driving my car, it's streaming, I'm not watching it, but it's streaming it through my stereo so I can hear them just talking chess in hopes that I'll get better than I currently am, which is God awful. So if anyone wants to join up, I'm on chess.com if you want to have a friendly matchup and beat me, most likely.
So you're not even watching chess. You're just listening to it?
I watch a lot too, but like when I'm driving, I'm listening because they repeat a lot of the same stuff and I'm hoping that it'll like take. Like, because right now, it's going real bad. Okay.
See, I take things like that the complete opposite way than you do. Like, I love one of the things I've always really admired about you, Gregor, is that when you see something like Rubik's Cube or chess or like anything, like you see it and you're like, I'm going to learn the most about that. And
for 6 weeks,
and I see somebody. Yeah. For 6 weeks. That's all of our brand of ADHD.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
I see somebody like I watched one episode of the Queen's Gambit and I'm like, oh, I guess I'll never play chess. Like this is something that I will never do.
Well, dudes, it came across like it was a really strange thing. It's like this really boring kid in Miami that I like he's just on there. He's not very nice. He's like not very funny, but he's like pretty good at chess.
God, dude, his name is Siege. Like, we know who you're talking about.
This guy's like, man. Yeah, he like wears a shirt is the difference. And so also no beard.
Well, I mean, I'm technically wearing short hair. It's just open.
24.
He's a shirted Siege.
Yeah. He's got.
I don't like that guy.
Yeah. No.
Doesn't seem trustworthy.
But he got me into it. He streams 4 hours a day, and so my TikTok is always like, hey, do you know this guy's streaming? And I'm like, well, I mean, I'm not going to be productive, so let's go. Yeah, and he's real mean about it. And then I watch other people that are like dorks. Like, they're like not, they think they're being fun and funny, and I'm like, oh, I actually kind of like the guy who's not trying to be fun and funny, that he's just playing chess, like, seriously, okay. And then you get to this next level, man. Like, you guys have probably heard of Magnus Carlsen. He's like the world's best, maybe ever, chess player, they think. And he's one of the 8 people. And the world's strongest man. Yeah, he's from Iceland. And is that where that other guy's from?
Everybody named Magnus is the world's strongest man. That's all I know.
Yeah.
His is with his brain, but yeah, I agree. And all of these people are like, you got to understand that like these are not the star athletes that you come to know and say the NFL who are characters and have like personalities and stuff like that. These guys are grandmaster chess players. And so the interviews afterwards are either incredible,
ooh,
or very bad.
It's like the same level as if you've ever watched like an esports tournament, probably.
Yeah.
Where it's these people are professionally good at not talking to other people. Let's see how they do at talking to people.
Unless it's yelling as a 12-year-old at adults to get your baseline for the rest of your career of playing video games. That was the last time they were good at talking to people, is to just drop C-bombs on people or whatever. So, yeah, but it's...
if they just talked like the Call of Duty post-match interviews is just them calling everybody interviewing them the N-word.
Yeah, I mean, basically. Only not showing their face, because then, they would never do it in person. So, which would be awesome if some 12-year-old kid was willing to do it in person, and we just got to watch him get beat up by like people he was saying.
I'm going to have sex with your mom! This has been Dan Rather.
Anyway, chess, it's really super hard, and I'm super terrible. I watch lessons, I read everything about it I can, and it's so much harder than anything else. So,
how did this happen? How did you just like stumble into like
TikTok?
Chess,
it's just the algorithm, man. It was just like, hey, you like chess? And I was like, no. And it was like,
it was like, you like Rubik's cubes, so yes, you do. Like,
yeah, you do.
How about today? You like chess now? And I'm like, I'm so bored, of course. And then, I just 3 days in a row, it showed me the same thing, and I was like, well, I guess I'll follow this guy and see what happens now. And so, I feel like I did this show a real disservice. Brandon, you've had the honor of meeting my friend Ed, who is my father-in-law, and we went to a Sounder soccer match. And you remember what he said to us after 90 plus minutes of us, the three of us standing in the front row giggling? You remember what he said to us, Brandon?
I do, actually. He said, with you guys, it's the quantity of jokes.
Not the quality.
Not the quality.
I don't know that there's a better compliment to us hanging out than that. It's just like,
that's great.
Just keep swinging. Just keep swinging. So he goes to Miami like twice, 2-3 times a year, and just sits on the beach at this like kind of like old naked person resort, I think. I don't know for sure. That's kind of what I deduct from it. Sorry, Ed, if I'm wrong or whatever. I'm not wrong. But he goes to Miami. And
all
he was
over beach.
Just,
I know where he's going.
He was just there, and I was like, I hung out with him for lunch yesterday, and I was like, dude, why didn't you link up Siege with Ed? And we could have like had the crazy something happen. Siege would have made it super fun or whatever. Ed would not be prepared, as Brandon can attest to.
Ed is amazing because he's like he's like a wallflower in the one experience that I've had with him. Yeah. He's like a wallflower that is but is like down, you know? Like he was down to go with us to the match and down to like put up with us for the full 90. And then like just hit us at the very end with that summation of his day, and we were just like, oh yeah, no, Ed is the guy that, like, based on my assumption of him so far, like, Ed is the guy that will hang out with you, and then if anybody wants to know what it's like hanging out with you, he'll just give you the TLDR at the end.
The TLDL?
Yeah, the TLDL.
I love it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it was...
Like, I don't know if Ed is into this. He's not, but he was listening.
So not TLDL, I guess. Too long did listen, I guess is what it was. Anyway. All right. Siege, I have a mission for you. I don't know if you're going to be able to hook us up or not, but I came across the best TikTok, and it really screamed what we do on this show, and specifically I think this will really speak to Brandon. So if you can play or share this with us, we'd be really grateful to hear it.
Yes, here we go. Let's see.
It's first time ever. The debut of new technology.
New technology. Here we go. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
All right, I discovered some bullshit. Duck-billed platypuses are 112 million years old. Ducks are only 25 million years old. Imagine having your own cool, unique nose for 80 million fucking years, and then some head bird with webbed feet shows up, steals it, and everyone's like, that's his nose. You stole it.
Oh, my God, that's great.
So then they should just be called like the platypus, and then a duck should be called a platypus-billed duck?
Yeah. A platypus-billed duck.
Oh, my goodness.
So it should be the University of Washington Huskies take on the Oregon platypus-billed ducks.
Platypus-billed ducks.
Right?
R.I.P. and Pepper, yeah. Pac-12.
Oh, yeah. R.I.P. Pac-12 and peace.
This is why.
Yeah, R.I.P. Pac-12 and peace.
That is wild.
Yeah, if you did, like, literally.
Like, ducks culturally appropriated their own nose.
That is astounding to me.
So,
because isn't it like a beaver, essentially, with a duck nose? But now I guess it's a beaver has a beaver face with a platypus body?
And
which of this is the fursona that's working at Arby's now?
Yeah. The face. Oh my God.
I have to go back and watch this, Brandon, and you see that, and you just, you're missing the mustache, and you're like, oh.
It was Home Alone. Oh my God. Yeah, and which one is. The Arby's one. The oh
yeah.
Did we play that? Oh, I should find that. Wait, somewhere.
That's no, the George
the TikTok I sent you.
Santos.
Oh, yeah. I can't watch this. George this Santos makes me too uncomfortable. Cameo. But I'm in. But I couldn't watch it on my own. This guy makes me sick. I can't do it. But George,
did you not watch that video?
No, George Santos is the expelled House of Representatives member, right? He's a congressman. And he lied about everything, and then, like, finally everyone turned on him because they were like, we need to have a person that we can actually manipulate into doing what we need and that doesn't, like, blow it for us in the end. Keyword, blow it. So,
yeah.
But Siege has the video of it?
I'm trying to find it currently.
Yeah, so he got onto Cameo to make some money, evidently, and that's hilarious after he spent, $60,000 on OnlyFans. Of his campaign money, that was one of the
and
things.
Botox.
And
Botox.
Well,
I mean, what? Like, as a person who, I have a very limited knowledge of what money gets you. Like
you're exchanging for goods and services.
Yeah.
I was gonna say.
No, I'm like bad. I'm bad at estimating. I'm like really bad at estimating any sort of number, right? So like if you look at a stadium full of people, like you ever go to like a game and there's like they're like, how many people are in the stadium today? And they'll give you a few options, and I'm like, I don't know, like 10,000. They'd be like, there are 40,000 people here. I'm like, oh God, no, I was way off. And so like, telling me that somebody spent $60,000 on OnlyFans, I'm like, I feel like that would just buy you OnlyFans. Like that would just give you would be the OnlyFan, like at that point. Like you would be
could buy your own like, fan boat for that kind of money.
Yeah.
Man, I think you could.
Like what do you
probably.
Get?
See, can you buy a fan boat for $60,000? I'm sure you can.
Oh, absolutely. Are you kidding me? You could just strap an engine to anything.
Like
I mean strap it right
to
Brandon.
How much content can you purchase with $60,000? And like, can you even consume that much content?
Apparently.
I guess, yeah.
Okay. I am still trying to find this.
There are girls that make, women that make over $1 million a year on OnlyFans. Like,
yeah, wow. I literally dated a girl who made $30,000 a month on OnlyFans.
Thank you, George Santos.
Thank you, George Santos. Exactly. Yeah, she let me drive her Maserati SUV. It was fun.
What an abomination. Yeah. Those two words together just seems... somewhere out there, there's a Sean Gervin who's like, ugh. Like, he's like repulsed.
Gravy Gervin. What, completely unrelated.
It's so gross.
Is there a reason? Oh, okay, hold up. Speaking of gravy, gravy fan boat. Gravy
Whoa,
boat
wait,
fan.
What?
Yeah, yeah.
Boat, a fan boat, yeah, but it's a gravy boat, but with a fan.
But with a sponsorship, so it's gravy only fan boat.
Gravy Ooh. Only fan.
I feel like I just wrote a clue on the Wheel of Fortune.
Okay, I think I found it, guys.
This show I used to listen to where they... the game they play, they would play a game called Portmantonio Conte, and they would say, I'm a football, or, you know, I'm a midfielder who blah blah blah, and a goalkeeper who blah blah blah, and then the name would be something like,
yeah,
Obafemi Martin Odegaard.
Yeah,
you know?
That's good.
That's awesome.
It was a really, really funny game, and you just made me think of it because of OnlyFans boat. Gravy,
I think of
boat fan.
Like, it would be like Petr Czechoslovakia or something like that. Would be
It was, no, it was like that. It was, they were so fun and impossible to get unless you had like an encyclopedic knowledge.
Okay, Siege.
So speaking of the, what is that, portmanteau? I don't know what that word is.
Yeah,
okay. So speaking of portmanteau,
that's how they open up the other dimension in Harry Potter, right?
The Beavapus was the name of the animal that's now working at corporate Arby's, courtesy of George Santos. Here he is saying congratulations.
George Santos here. I'm so proud of you for coming out as a furry, and I just wanted to tell you that your friends and family all accept you, and they're all excited about your fursona, which is awesome to be a Beavapus, a beaver and a platypus. So let me tell you, they all love you, Beavapus. Don't you ever get your head down, and don't you ever, ever let anybody tell you what you can and can't be. I'm so proud that the corporate folks at Arby's gave you the go-ahead to go to work in your persona. So if you could just, you know, live it up and be as perfect as you want, just keep doing you, and yiff, yiff, yiff. Bye.
I did not anticipate that. I did not anticipate any of that happening. I didn't know that George Santos would be promoting furryism. Is that what you call it, furryism? Or is it
possibly
furryology? That's the study of.
I was going to say phrenology.
Boy, I'm glad you guys had me watch that. That's amazing.
Yeah. Every like turn that it takes, it just gets a little bit more absurd.
Yeah.
It's like, congrats on being a furry. Okay, like, that's, you know, whatever. It's cool. We're not here to kink shame.
Yeah, whatever.
You know, and like, congrats, you know, we're so awesome. It's so awesome that you're a Beavapus, a beaver slash platypus.
Yes.
Not a duck-billed platypus, just a platypus, we are going to call them now.
George Santos gets it. I mean, he's
And then, like, also, shout-outs to your job for getting to dress like this at work. And now, so my question is, do you guys think that this person is showing up every day to, like, slang beef sandwiches dressed up like this? Or are they showing up at corporate dressed up like this?
I mean, if they're showing up to work, you're going to get that thing covered in grease, and that's going to be no good. So maybe you're out front, like, as a beaver puss waving at cars driving by with a sign or something like that. Maybe that could be it. But if you're corporate, that's, to me, you guys know how I stand on weird stuff dressed in corporate clothes going into the office to live a miserable life.
Yeah.
This, like, put a shirt and tie on the beaver puss and no pants, obviously, and have it go to town.
We said we have the meats. We didn't say which ones.
Beavapus, obviously.
Stop it. Is this the actual picture of the person?
No. This is my friend Michael, who is part of the Corn Dog Squadron. He immediately, upon hearing this, asked ChatGPT to make him an AI picture of a Beavapus in corporate Arby's gear. And
now, again, I want it to be
up with, so.
I want it to be in a fancy fitted Nordstrom button up shirt with a tie on.
So you want it to be management?
Yeah,
is going to be management.
Yeah, you need to be.
How dare you?
Because, like, is it harder to believe that somebody who was working at Arby's behind the counter would have an alternate lifestyle, or harder to believe that somebody at corporate headquarters would have an alternate lifestyle that they were trying to insert into?
Oh, definitely corporate.
Yeah, and I don't care which one you work for. I just see that people, you could take more of a risk if you're low level, because screw this job, I'll just get another one where they accept my beaver pussness for what I really am. Siege has disappeared into the unknown galaxy so he can pick his butt or something like that. I don't know what happened here.
Have I? I'm here.
No, he's still here.
Oh, I don't got him. It must be an internet.
I'm here. I see you.
Hi. Oh, I'm on the worst possible internet channel. That's the problem in my house. Okay, great. Anyway, well, I can't. Siege, if you need.
Here's the thing. Like, if you guys showed up to your like quarterly review, with your boss, and your boss was the beaver puss, and they were like, "Hey, man, look, we know things have been tough since like the whole return back to the office, back at work thing. We get it. Like everybody's been adjusting since COVID and the whole work from home thing. People are really used to this hybrid lifestyle. And, you know, we've just seen your productivity has been like really low and kind of like below what we've come to expect from you in this kind of environment. And, you know, the way that you're interacting with like Lisa stealing her food off of her desk during the day, and you're like, oh, I thought that was just a free candy bowl, like a take a penny, leave a penny type situation, but the whole time you're having this conversation, like really worried about like the welfare of your job, it's the beaver puss talking to you.
At the end, it's like, you got any logs? All right, I'm having a technical issue here on my end. Stand by. We'll be right back after these messages from probably not Arby's, because they probably... Well, we haven't said anything mean. I think we're okay.
No, Arby's, I think you're awesome. Great, Arby's. Yeah.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I can see Brandon's nips.
Whoops. I didn't think anybody could see me, so.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Go ahead. No, Brandon, nobody can see you.
Oh, look, there's my cat.
Hey, everybody. Again, the cat brought good internet back. I can see Brandon.
Hey, it's Beavapuss.
It's Beavapuss, the cat. Meow. Hi, Paley.
Is your cat's name Failure?
Hello, Failure.
Hi, Failure. No, Pele.
Oh, Pele.
Hello, Failure.
Yeah.
You just name all your animals soccer names or what?
No, he's from Hawaii.
Narnia.
We decided to get him while we were at a restaurant called Pele's Other Garden.
It was either that or eat him.
So.
I was going to say. What were the choices?
If he was Beavapuss, I would have taken it on the spot.
Yes.
So,
smother it and cover it.
I don't know if you guys, I don't remember, to be clear. I rarely remember any of the reasons we talk about anything in any part of my life. It's a real problem. But last week during the show, somehow we decided that this week we would have a challenge on the show, and that the challenge would be us spending 60 seconds eating as many chips as we could. It's coming back to me now a little bit, where what if once a month you could just eat all the chips you could for, oh my God, for 60 seconds, and it would happen. We decided if it would be random.
Did you see it, Brandon?
Don't touch your penis.
Oh, no. I'm totally
specifically
my
while
penis.
We're recording on camera, okay? I don't.
I did just show him my nipple, so it's not his fault.
Did you really? Did you really do that?
I missed that.
So anyway. Okay.
Well, I mean, I can show you mine, too.
Thanks, dog. We've seen enough siege, all right? So we decided that this week we would see what it would be like if you could only eat 1 minute's worth of chips a month. So I have just some boring ass, you know, like this is the vanilla of the chip world. I have sea salt potato chips. Brandon, what did you bring?
I brought nothing, but because I have a 2-year-old, I have a bunch of little bags of goldfish. So, okay. Hi, Rock. Is a goldfish a cracker, isn't it?
As a cracker.
It's a cracker.
You're a cracker. It's fine, okay? It'll be...
It says right on the bag, baked snack crackers.
What did you do to that bag?
What makes a chip and a cracker? Like, what makes a... Is it corn? Is it the
I think it's sliced versus pressed.
Okay.
Dude, just blew my mind. Well, wait, like, what about...
I mean, I just blew my own mind.
What about a corn chip, though? That's pressed, right?
I guess.
Well, yeah, so a chip...
That's technically a tortilla, though?
It's got chip in the name.
That's true.
Freaking A, you guys. We're just going to Google it.
Gosh. Can we do the game first? Is that okay, or...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and my chips, I got the... Doritos Special Edition Spicy Pineapple Jalapeno Flavored.
So first of all, that sounds delicious. So I don't even like jalapeno. I can't wait to get the videos from you tomorrow where you're doing uncomfortable noises in the bathroom to make your... where there's always a bit of truth and a good joke. You're making uncomfortable noises to make the other people in the bathroom uncomfortable also. And so I look forward to that
video. I'll go to a rest stop to... definitely make it even worse.
Careful. You'll end up with a new friend. George Santos will be there.
Should we put a disclaimer on that if there's anybody here, I think Gregor, you're like this. I don't know if you're like this, Siege, but I'm a mouth noises hater.
Oh. No.
Like this will be the worst 1 minute of my entire life.
Let me make sure I get this right. The premise is that if you could eat as, like, we were talking about how the chips I bought were too expensive, and it's like, I'd pay $5 for all you could eat or something like that. I don't remember what it was. Go back and listen to last week's episode. And then we got to talking about, well, what if you could only eat, you could eat as many chips as you wanted, but you could only do it for 1 minute. Would that be enough to tide you over? Because I'm like, out of sight, out of mind, it's fine. So if we're going to eat as many chips as we can in 1 minute and see what happens. I've got a timer ready. I've got chips ready. Brandon, do you have your crackers ready? That's all of them?
No, I've got a lot. That's not going to work. I've got a lot.
He just starts showing us his wiener. He's just like, look at this.
I mean, he went
is this
the top
a chip?
To the bottom, so.
Is this
how
pressed or sliced?
All right, so.
It's neither, for the record.
So I'm going to see if you hear the music start, that's going to be our cue, but if not, I'll just say go, okay?
You got music? I was going to say, because I got it if you don't.
I got some music. We'll see if it works. If not, I'll put it in post. Don't worry. Okay, ready?
Okay.
Okay, 3, 2, 1. Eat as many chips as you can!
Oh, you're right. Oh, my God. It's so spicy. It's so dry.
Mm-hmm.
Goldfish was not the move, you guys.
None of them are the move. I thought this would be funnier. It is not funny. It's just painful.
Guys, for the record, this is how I almost died in fifth grade.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Sounds about that.
It wasn't goldfish, though.
Whatever. This is terrible.
It was a Krispy Kreme donut.
how do you now affirmate that?
I was trying to. I didn't make it into a bag.
Oh, damn. I thought that was going to be funny. That was terrible. Oh, my God. There was no laughing. My jaw hurts. I didn't swallow at all. Either I made a porn or I ate a bunch of chips. I'm not sure which just happened.
My mouth is burning.
What if Brandon actually died right now? Porn. It's like fifth grade all over again. Oh, that'd be good.
He would be so happy. Man, how am I supposed to touch my ween with these?
How are you supposed to keep doing the podcast with your hand like that? Do we need to take a little break or?
I don't know. I'll just.
It's an audio format. He doesn't need to do anything with his hand.
Ow, can somebody give me some milk?
You guys. Oh, that was. In fifth grade.
Hold. Wait.
My face is burning.
Hold on. I got to ask the follow up question. Is that enough chips for you for the month? Like, could you now be. I'm so grossed out. I can't eat potato chips for at least, probably not till tomorrow.
I'm legitimately tempted to open another bag of goldfish right now.
Okay, well, for the people that hate the sound, please don't, but I hear you.
If I didn't have to eat it all right now, that would have been great.
Costco?
Oh, my God.
What, the chips? The goldfish? Yeah,
yeah. Yeah,
yeah,
it's the best.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You should definitely get yourself, like, one of those giant Costco-sized, like, buckets where it's, like, a gallon, like, the five-gallon Home Depot buckets that you can just fill up with, like, stuff and, like, pay $5 for. Do that.
They should have, like, you know, like, 7-Eleven day where you can take, like, any size container in and get a Slurpee? They should do that, but with goldfish at Costco.
So, controversial opinion, Cheez-Its better than goldfish.
How's that controversial? I love that. I think that's great.
Brandon?
Well, there's so many different types of Cheez-Its now, too.
I'm just talking about when you go to Costco, sitting next to each other are the goldfish and then the Cheez-Its. And since my brother called me an atheist,
I'm going to give you that.
I can't have the goldfish anymore because they're too Jesus-y, so I have to, in order to prove them right.
That's why I would eat them. Is more Jesus fish.
Guys, this is not okay what I'm going to say right now, but there was a time in high school where someone came up with the idea of Jesus fishing, and they would go around with a butter knife, definitely not me, go around with a butter knife and pop the Jesus fish off the back of people's cars and then string them up and put them like they were fish that were caught from around their rearview mirror. And so there'd be like six or seven fish just hanging there. I thought... Regardless of the blasphemy involved in that, it's not actually technically blasphemy because it's just a made-up symbol or whatever, but like...
You do not worship idols.
But it's pretty funny. I mean, it's pretty funny. Kudos to whoever came up with that.
That is, That's
you can tell how like funny it is by the laughing that isn't happening. That's really good.
I mean, the way that I think of it, it reminds me of like some of those like... Attila the Hun with a necklace full of ears.
I prefer like, the movie with Dolph Lundgren and what's his name?
Yes.
What was that movie? And what's Van Damme and Dolph Lundgren and he has the human ears on as a necklace. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes. Oh my God, what is that? Brandon, you need to Google. You're the one with two good hands.
Have you guys ever legitimately choked on something? Like where you thought you were going to die?
Yeah, I did die. The last time I had surgery.
No, but like, from what were you choking on something?
Yeah, I was getting my tonsils removed, and and I legitimately started choking to the point while I was under that they had to cut a hole in the roof of my mouth to jam a tube in there and get my airway back open.
That's how you get the chips back up. Oh boy.
Hell yeah.
I feel like there's a lot more direct ways to get the airway open like, than the top of the mouth.
Like the doctor could have just taken his balls out of your mouth. Like it's like so obvious.
I mean, no. That was not happening. That was not happening. That was a request. And he was going to honor that whether I was going to live or die.
Anyway. anyway.
And it was my friend's dad.
I have. So. I have.
Did he shave his mustache beforehand and that's where he got him?
Nope. Nope. Still got it.
I've choked on something before, Brandon. It was a piece of hard candy. It was like, you know, like what a Dum Dum looks like on the stick? They used to just have hard candies that were just round, like Dum Dums without
like
the stick.
Like a little knob like?
Yeah, yeah, just like a little marble. And I choked on one of those, and I was home with my brother, and I ran out to the living room, like, freaking out. And he's like, are you choking? And I was like, yeah. And he came out, and he hit me in the back, and I coughed the thing up. I was like seven, maybe, six or seven. And so I didn't know that you're supposed to, you know, he just figured it out quickly. And it's one of the only times I've ever gotten any praise out of my brother. I, like, it stuck with me to today. He was like, oh, my God, I'm so proud of you for coming and getting me. That's amazing. And I was like, ha-ha, validation. So
thank you for not dying on my watch, Greg.
Yeah, I mean, that's really what it came down to. He's like, I don't like you, but mom and dad would have murdered me and I would have gone to my non-atheist hell, but you're going to anyway, Greg, because I've deemed you one. Never asked me if I was an atheist. Never asked me. No. Just,
nope.
Just made that assumption. Yeah. Anyway, well, this has been about my childhood. Right.
Do we want to talk about the weirdest food thing that happened in each other's childhood?
Yeah, I choked on a donut.
Krispy Kreme.
A Krispy Kreme donut. Because I was trying to impress a girl in fifth grade by showing her how quickly I could eat said donut.
Yeah. Oh, man, speed eating?
And it doesn't help that earlier in that day I'd actually crapped my own pants. So...
So that's what your wife was telling me about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait a second. So you pooped your pants and then choked to the... Did you, like, barf out the donut once they got it going?
Dude, this is what happened.
It went in her mouth.
First of all... Yeah, yeah. We were sitting in a circle and they were reading and I farted and it wasn't.
Nice.
And so everybody but my friend Sean has been there. Got it, yeah?
Yeah. So I excused myself.
Hold on, Sean is lying.
Hold on. When's the last time you guys had that happen to you? And has it been... You can just say yes or no. Within the last month, yes or no?
No. Within the last year, yes.
Within the last 6 weeks?
Yes. Good enough. Same. Okay.
You?
Yeah, okay, for sure. In the last month. For sure.
Yeah. And then I went to the bathroom, and at my elementary school, they're like portables because our school was too big. And so I went to the bathroom and I took my underwear off because I was wearing shorts. And I was like, I need to get rid of the evidence. And so I tried to flush it down the toilet. That didn't work. And so then I ran out and went back to class, and I was all. Nervous about the fact that I was wearing shorts. I didn't want anybody to see up my shorts to see my like tiny little baby nuts at the time.
Yeah, sure.
And
you ever had your dad notice that before and call you out on it? It's awesome.
Yeah, no.
Your dad notice your tiny little baby nuts and call you tiny little baby nut boy?
He didn't say that, but he was like, Greg.
And I was 30.
You need to wear different underwear because I could see your testicles.
Well, so then it was this other girl's birthday. And her mom brought in donuts for the class, and then me and this other guy, I think we both were really into this girl named Courtney. Yeah. And then so me and David were
shout
like,
out to
let's,
up, dummy?
Let's race to see. Yeah, I wonder what she's up to.
She's married to my brother.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Different brother.
Non-donut eating brother.
This one's not proud of me.
You should try choking on something and then going to get him for help.
It's the only way to win praise.
So we raced to see who could eat the donut the fastest, and then I just started choking on it instead, and then was like making this like god awful noise because I was choking to death, and I was like ah, and then
that's
I ran
the
up.
Noise
to
you make when you choke?
I guess it was when you're very late bloomer in fifth grade, then yeah. And so I ran up to my teacher, and like, this is the thing. I did the thing that Greg did. I ran up to the closest person who I thought would be able to save my life. Huh. I ran up to my teacher and like started slapping her. I was like a very, very tiny little guy. And so she like swatting me away, you know, and because I'm like hitting her as hard as I can. And she's like, no, you're good. And then she realized what was happening. And then she tried to give me the Heimlich maneuver because she started freaking out and she'd never been in this position. And so she tries to give me the Heimlich maneuver, which looks like this. She picks me up And like the Heimlich maneuver, you know, you kind of like, you're supposed to hit under the ribs, you know?
Yeah.
You just start swinging my little body around like a ragdoll.
Don't shake the baby.
Yeah. So that doesn't work. And then I'm still sitting here making this like pterodactyl noise. And she, so then like one of the teacher chaperone people, like they grab me by my like tiny little arms and like start dragging me down to the office because we're up in the portables and they want to take me down.
You're in trouble
now. Yeah, exactly. I'm like still choking. And their logic is that he's making enough noise that he's getting oxygen somehow still, right? And so we can get him down to the nurse's office. We've called 911.
As an Eagle Scout, I can verify that that is the correct.
Shut up. You're an Eagle Scout?
You're the most unexpected Eagle Scout I've ever.
Really?
The most unexpected Eagle Scout? It sort of checks out, though. It like, there's like that, the chaotic neutral. Is that what you were called?
Yeah.
True. I have my emergency preparedness merit badge.
Yes, I got a wave. Brandon's wife is in the background for anyone who doesn't understand what I'm yelling about.
Not my cat.
Also, are they called alligator scouts there?
I wish. But on my council patch on the side of my arm, it did have a giant alligator, and it was the Alpata Lodge, which is Seminole Indian for alligator.
Wow.
Ta-da! Did you know that?
That is way cooler.
There used to be a city in Egypt called Crocodilopolis, which I think is just a fun fact.
What?
We don't need to explore any further.
That's amazing.
I mean,
so Brandon, you're being dragged to the nurse's office. No one thought to just
I forgot,
just to shin kick you in the gut like you did to your kid today.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. No, nobody did that. And I forgot the other thing to share is that after I had like crapped myself earlier in the day, I had thrown myself in the mud at recess because I wanted my mom to bring me new clothes because I was really worried that there was like a poop stain. And so she had brought me new clothes, and then I had gone to class, and then I was choking on a donut, and then they called the office to tell, and then they called my mom and said, hey, you got to come here because your kid is dying. And and so they got me down, and like while we were on our way down, they were like dragging me. I like was able to break my arm free and reach up and like pop the, and like if you're listening, don't ever do this because this is like way more dangerous, because what I could have done was like put my finger in my mouth and like shoved the donut chunk deeper into my throat and like actually killed myself. So then I popped this out, and like this literally like this honey glazed basically donut hole at this point hits the ground and just starts rolling down the hill toward the office with me.
So the turd falls out and rolls next to it.
Well, no, so this is the best part. So they take me in there, and my mom shows up, and she's freaking
How
out
is
because
this
like
the
she
best
shows
part?
Up and there's like
there's been no, so many there's good a, parts there's so a fire, far.
There's a fire truck out there, and there's an aid car, and she's like, oh my God, my kid is dead. And they come in, and they, like, she sees that I'm fine, and she's like, but the firefighters are like, yeah, you probably should take him to the ER to get chest x-rays because there's a chance that he inhaled some donut. And I'm like, it's pretty sweet to be able to breathe donut and be fine. And they took me in, and they gave me the x-ray, and they realized in the x-ray they came in back into the room, and they were like, do you need to like go to the bathroom? And I was like, no, because in fifth grade I'm like really self-conscious about my own poop. And they're like, no, that's, like,
it's a thing right now for my child too. Yeah. So
do you
can't
know
wait
how
for that
backed up you are, sir? Yeah.
And I was like, no, I don't need to go poop. Gosh, no. And they were like, oh, you see all this like cloud, like they're like, there's no yeah, exactly. They're like, there's no donuts in your lungs, but all of this cloudy stuff right here, that's feces. Like you have a lot of
you are
poop
the John Wayne of children.
In my mind,
that's cool.
In my mind at the time, I was
they give
like,
me a pack of Marlboros. They're like, see you, kid.
That explains the crapping myself thing earlier. But I didn't say that at the time because I didn't want them to know that I had crapped myself.
That explains the falling in the mud.
Yeah, So anyway, so that's
now. I have a follow-up question. This story was incredible, as always, Brandon, the master of giving us stories we didn't know we needed.
Yes.
When you crapped your pants and you were that backed up with feces, as you say, was it like a full log? Did you get like a baby arm size log down there, or was it just a little shard?
Dude, I wish I knew.
I wish, she says. Oh, I wish I had a full poop in my pants. I was trying to fart while we were sitting in circle time and said, I got a Snickers bar.
Oh, you mean like the when I sharded myself. I thought you meant like I thought you meant like after I realized that I was full of shit.
You wish you had a Stan from or what's Randy from South Park. You wish you had like a three brick exactly. Come out.
Yeah. Yeah, like push me through my roof. No, I think it was just a little bit of a it was a little bit of juice. You know,
fifth grader loses 40 pounds, film at 11.
The best part is that like I told this story to my friend in junior high or something, and I was like explaining this thing that had happened to me, and he was like, oh my god, that was you? And I was like, oh no, I didn't become like one of those elementary school stories, right? That like, I'm not that girl that threw her desk across the the classroom at our teacher thing, which now we have words to explain the conditions that these people had at the time. Anyway, the I was like, oh no, I didn't become like this kid's elementary school like memory, did I? He was like, no. He was like, I was walking back from the bathroom to my classroom, and then while I was on my way, I saw these two adults dragging this screaming kid down. And I have to be careful how I say this. He said he ran into the closest classroom to him. It wasn't his classroom. It wasn't my classroom. He ran into the closest classroom to him and started yelling at the teacher. There's a
group of adults taking a boy.
No. This is what he said, and I'll mark it.
Okay.
He said, there's a retarded kid dying outside. The teacher just looked at him, assumed that everything was probably okay, and said, please go back to your classroom, Garrett.
It's always Garrett. It's always Garrett. Yeah.
And that completes our lesson in eugenics.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
So, guys, a couple things. We have so much more that I could talk about. I have more content today, but we'll just have to put it off until next time because that was incredible, and I don't know how to top it. But for the third time, Sean Good Gravy Gervin messaged me earlier today, and he inadvertently made a really good point about this podcast that I think is pretty cool. He, out of nowhere, said, hey... This is kind of, I responded with Siege or whatever, but he said, hey, let's go with Keith and the other guys to Casa Bonita in Denver. Cool Keith is awesome. He does all our t-shirts and everything. Casa Bonita, of course, the restaurant that they make fun of in South Park. It's being reopened. I guess the guys from South Park paid to have it reopened or whatever, something to that effect.
Also amazing.
And he wants to go there. And I know, Siege, you have business from time to time in that neck of the woods, or at least you did at one point. I don't know if you still do or not. But
Still do.
And so it's like, it could be a really good group trip that we could all go to Denver. But then the point that he was like, yeah, get Siege to come and we'll do a live pod. And I said, well, they're going to cut off his head. So I don't, you know, I can't, I'm not sure about that. But then he called what we do, the larger group of us, he called us a pod, like whales, in reference to Brandon. And so if our full group of people for this podcast is called a pod.
He said that too.
Oh, I didn't know that you said that. I'm sorry.
He said that too.
I believe you, but again, my memory is terrible.
Like, it was literally like the message I said right underneath it. You said the whole pod plus Cool Keith, and I was like, whale pod?
Oh. Maybe that was you,
that's
Siege.
That's awesome, though.
Maybe it was you that said it.
Who cares?
Never mind, Sean.
I just... This is exactly why this pod works, though. It's because who cares?
Yeah,
who
exactly. Said
what? It's hilarious.
Yeah. I'm glad Brandon told his story because, boy, there was some details in there that you had to be there for. But otherwise, the rest of this, could be saying it from all three of us. So,
Man, I'm glad I wasn't there, though.
Wow. All right. Well, yeah.
Sometimes I wish I had inhaled some donuts.
Dude, imagine if I'm the human bruise and you're donut breath. Like, that'd be awesome.
Well, oh, like
Confection Man.
If you could only eat donuts for 1 minute, are you kidding me? Like, if that was my mutant, like, origin story.
Next, you could breathe pastry dough.
Bitten by radioactive spider, like accidentally inhaled donuts while choking to death after he crapped himself in fifth grade. Like,
kid.
Oh no.
That joke was only for us.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you guys, what are you guys doing tomorrow? Can we record another one? Because I got so much more stuff.
I mean, I'm down.
I've got gunshot wounds to the butt. I've got tomatoes in space.
Well, I've had one of those.
The naughtiest of dinosaurs. Like, we got a lot of stuff, but we've already been talking for an hour.
I mean, listen, man, I'm never ending, so we can go forever.
I'm just trying to imagine. Without reading the story.
Yeah.
I'm trying to imagine which
story.
Dinosaur would look the best with boobs.
Now that's an OnlyFans I'd pay for. Also, I'd like to point out at the end of George Santos's thing that he immediately, after talking about furries that much, immediately went and jerked off. Like, there's like no doubt in my mind about it that he was like, yeah. Click, and then, ooh.
Yip, yip, yip.
He's like, now let's see about this beaver puss.
Well, I would have liked to have
spicy jalapeno pineapple fingers.
I would have liked to have gone out on that zinger that I had, but I do feel like it's important that we recap what it is that we accomplished this week. And being able to hopefully end on a positive after all the terrible things. What did we learn this week? After all, this is a very heady show. Siege, let's start with you this time. What did you learn this week?
I learned that Brandon is a shy pooper.
Oh. I was.
You were. Now you're just out and about, kind of like my videos in the rest stops.
I can't
live without a bidet, so I'm a shy pooper just because I'm like, this sucks. I don't want to scrape sandpaper on the butthole. Dude, $30.
Oh, that's not a shy pooper. That's a bougie pooper.
Yeah, I'm a bougie pooper.
I want a fire hose.
You're a bougie pooper. A moose poop? A moose boosh?
A moose boosh? A moose poop?
A moose poop.
Brandon, what is it that you learned this week?
I learned that ducks are they culturally... They culturally appropriated their own face from the platypus.
Yeah, there it is.
You stand up for those who don't have a voice.
That's right. Gregor, what did you learn this week?
There is no way that I would ever agree to 1 minute of chips a month. It's absurd.
No.
Oh.
No.
Awful. I feel bad that we even did it, and I'm sorry to everyone that had to... deal with that, including my cholesterol.
Is there 1 minute of anything? Is there 1 minute of, like, donut, first of all?
keep going.
Yeah.
I could think of 1 minute of things that I would eat for a month. Wait, no.
What,
a
punching?
Month? Buttholes.
Buttholes.
Yes.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Thank you for joining us for Nerd Talk back, Plus, our weekly deeper dive into whatever... but stuff we just talked about. Hey,
Congratulations, dudes. We didn't talk about wieners at all. I mean, a little bit. But
oh, you know what? On that note, I'll let you guys know how the spicy jalapeno pineapple Doritos feel on the peen afterwards.
Okay, great, great. We also did the peen support group. We said that, and there was one other mention, but we didn't go into any anatomical detail about wieners today. So congratulations, gentlemen. Please, we'll send a message to your wife via Instagram here to let her know that we feel bad that this time Brandon's going to come out of this having not spent at least 10 minutes thinking about wieners. So. Oh, we did.
She'll
see...
be more disappointed that I told you the story about me crapping myself and choking in the same.
Oh
day.
My god, she listens back. It's so funny. But we did get to see your nipples, so that is something.
This is true. This is true.
It's not the first time I've seen Brandon's nipples. Is the weird part. So,
by the way, the director at my other job at Connecticut School of Broadcasting said to me the other day, he's like, "So you and your friend show each other your nipples on the podcast every week, huh?"
I hope he said, "No, that was for you."
I said he was aiming for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anyway, thanks for downloading the podcast. Thanks for leaving a 5-star review. The comments are what we're really into, but if you leave less than 5, you're dead to us, which is a definitely real threat that we can definitely back up, despite the fact that there's no way. See you on the chess.com. See you on the Odyssey app for streaming on Tuesdays at 10 a.m. or for listening to this pod. We're also on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts from. Give us a follow on the social medias and just thanks for supporting us. NerdTalkPlus.com for more. We're starting a YouTube channel to be able to put clips up there, which is nice, and more. That's coming soon. So, Siege, you got anything?
Man, I just love everybody, and I'm going to miss you guys when I get my new spine.
Yeah, Brandon?
That's really about it.
You like how we didn't reciprocate? I'm just like, okay, hey, Brandon.
Yeah, it's like, cool. Yeah.
Cool, cool, cool.
Whatever,
cool.
Guys.
Great. New spine? Nobody gives
a... You're going to get a robot. You just go again? Son of a
sorry,
bitch.
I'm sorry. I don't swear, like, ever. Can I just... I've been thinking about this for the last, like... 5 minutes since we've talked about Casa Bonita.
Okay.
For people out there who say that white men don't have culture, let me just say, we have a podcast and we're all going to make a pilgrimage to a place made popular by South Park. That is our culture.
I mean, pretty much. You nailed it.
Okay, well, Brandon, have a nice night. Siege, when you become a robot, don't forget us, because I know you're going to be better than us in every way, but just forget about the little... Don't forget about the little people when it happens.
Speaking of forgetting about the little people, I'm going to go make sure my kid doesn't have a concussion.
Yeah, okay.
Your little people will forget about you.
Yeah.
Okay, have a good day. Bye-bye.
Hooray! Great drama!
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.